Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
There's a new color on the weather map.
Oh, what do we got? Incoming?
Frost advisory. It's a lovely shade of periwinkle.
Oh, I would have guessed blue.
We're starting car shopping. And
what? Dirt.
Yeah. Oh, big
what?
News. We're starting some car shopping.
Okay.
And there is a trend right now for kind of a, what did I call it? Iceberg frost. Like it's
like a really light blue?
A really light blue. Caught my eye. Yes.
That's what I was going to guess as well. I would be all for it. Like, how light are we talking?
See, this
like,
is...
to the point of gray, is it kind of like that derecho-y house color?
No. Oh, for the map?
No, well...
The car.
I'm more interested in the car colors now.
No, derecho is a darker blue. This is a very, very, very light... Like, you would probably buy a wintergreen gum that would have this color on the box.
Okay.
So, I don't know. When you buy a car, do you buy the car or do you buy the color?
I bet the color.
Do you really?
110%. Yeah. I told them, like, basically what shape I was looking for. And then...
I need four wheels and it needs to have some doors.
Oh, and price point. That was important, too. But it was between two. He's like, well, I'm going to show you this one. I'm going to show you this one. I was like, that one doesn't stand a chance. This one's blue.
And that was it.
Yeah.
That was it. I love it.
I tried to be fair. I did. I was like, okay, well, I will look at both options, and I drove them both, and it doesn't matter. I want that one.
You want a blue one.
It's pretty.
Here's my list of colors I don't want. I don't want white, and I don't want red.
Why not white?
Because it shows everything.
See, my mom, we lived in the country on like a gravel road.
Yeah.
And so my parents insisted, both of them, that white was the best color because it hides things.
Interesting.
That black is the worst color to get because then dirt shows up on that.
I can attest to that. Shannon, I guess we technically don't have our own cars, but the cars we drive, Shannon's car, is black.
Shannon would say she has her own car.
No, she always corrects me. She's like, it's our cars. I'm like, at this point, we've nestled in. These are clearly our cars, individual cars.
Right.
So it's an early process. I really want a hybrid, and there's not a ton, but we have to have at least one. We need an SUV.
Yeah.
Just from dog hauling to Shannon's business. Shannon's like, it needs to hold 13 of these buckets. If it can hold 13 of these containers, you can have it. Because that's what I need to take the Jeep. So, and as far as I can tell, Jeep doesn't have a hybrid. I don't think. And I'm dealership loyal. Like, I like to support companies that support this company,
yeah.
Right? But I'm not brand loyal.
You'll do whatever.
I've owned an Audi. I've owned a Chevy. I've owned a Jeep. I've owned a VW. I've had a Nissan.
Ford.
I had a Ford Explorer when I was in high school.
Oh, man.
Had a Dodge, I think.
You really have been around the block.
I get them all, right? The world's a rainbow, and I'm sampling every color.
I'll do whatever.
Whatever. I think I just kind of buy what I'm in the mood for. But I know what?
Whatever I'm in the mood for.
It's kind of what I'm in the mood for.
We'll see.
We'll totally see. Were your parents
That's fine.
Brand loyal, like we always drove Buicks or whatever?
My parents were loyal to whatever was close, like convenience, right?
Sure.
So they always shopped at our local dealership.
Got it,
right?
Yes.
Town.
Yeah, Pernock Incorporated.
They're like, we're not going out of town. We're not going to mess
Buck
around.
Buck Walter Motors,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Dad would, she's like, it's a small town. You learn these little lessons.
They go to
every other
church.
Car, I got alternate.
Yes.
Yes, that's just the rules.
Yep.
Totally get it. Yeah, so we're car shopping right now.
What a fun time.
And Arctic blue is on the list of colors I do like.
It's just kind of, it's one of those colors.
I don't even want the car. I do like the color, though.
It's just a little different.
Caught my
and,
eye.
You know, you could find it in a parking lot.
That's also part of it, right? That's
that
exactly
helps.
Part of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ah, I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
I'm not involved in the process, but I'm going to be inserting myself as needed.
I'll involve you as necessary.
I'm going to tell you that right
You'll
now.
You'll be a consultant.
My input is free.
Thank you.
Unsolicited.
Unsolicited and free.
The best kind of
Perfect.
Advice. And then do you remember, I think it was Monday, there was that big internet outage.
Yeah. All the Amazon, not the all, but Amazon Web Services,
yes,
which are basically the cloud,
yes,
right? It's the things that are running the internet.
Stuff
went down everywhere.
Down,
yes.
Not working at all, or kind of funky, and we had to figure things out. It affected a lot of smart homes.
Oh, interesting.
If you have a smart home that is connected to your like Amazon services,
yeah,
that was kind of a problem. In particular, funny, but like not funny for the people who are experiencing it, they had some smart beds that just went stupid.
What's a smart bed?
A smart bed.
Do you guys have a smart bed?
Well, we have like an adjustable.
But it's manual.
But it's not connected to the cloud.
It's not connected. Your bed's connected to the internet.
There's no reason I see for my bed to be connected to the internet. But some are. A company called 8Sleep makes a bed frame that tilts. And then there's a mattress that lets you dial the temperature of your bed,
yep,
as well. And it all runs on the cloud. It's hosted by Amazon Web Services, which as we remember on Monday, that was a big problem.
What happened to the bed?
If the bed was in the seated position,
okay,
when everything went haywire, which was 3 a.m. Eastern, 12 a.m. Pacific.
When you're saying seated, the back's up a little bit, so I'm more not laying down, but
yeah,
I'm seated.
I'm not ready to go to sleep yet.
Okay.
I'm maybe watching some late night television.
I'm reading a book.
Yeah, I'm
got
reading
it.
A book, and then I'm going to lay down and go to sleep. If it was in the seated position, it would not go flat. So you either had to just sleep upright or move to the couch. Then if they had the heating on, all of a sudden, it cranked up to sauna level.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The guy was like, it's 9 degrees warmer than I even asked it to be.
I mean, imagine, though, you're in a dead sleep and your body temperature is rising and your body doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, and you're just getting, like,
yes,
real hot. That would be kind of scary. I think
yeah,
the heat is probably scarier than the it's stuck up.
You could at least work with that.
Yeah, yeah, make it work. But at the time, nobody knew that stuff went down. So you're like, what is wrong with this?
That would
is
be very
busted?
Weird.
And they were all freaking out. Then
computer bed. Cool. Computer bed.
Be cool, computer
cool.
bed. Please. Once everything was back online, then the beds
sure.
were fine. But at the time, it was just fear and panic, fear and panic. My bed's taking over. My bed's taking over.
It's the same as either kid coming in and needs help or, the smoke alarm's going off.
Yeah.
In dead mid-sleep, you're like, I have to unplug my bed.
What's happening?
I have to reset my bed.
Just unplug the bed from
Where's
the internet.
Where's that damn plug?
It's a bed.
Crawling under the bed. That one outlet in the bedroom is never in a convenient location.
Nope.
It's behind the headboard.
Nope. Gotta save yourself from when your smart bed goes dumb.
Don't get a smart bed. Today's lesson.
What I learned.
That's dumb.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I'm not, like, resistant to change, but, you get into a certain routine, and it is hard to kind of make a transition. But with as cold as it is outside, I ran back inside even in my garage. It was rather chilly this morning.
Yes.
So I ran back inside and I was like, I should wear a coat. And I just went through, kind of fumbled through, like, I think this one's mine. I grabbed it and I threw it on and I had to make sure it was mine and,
mm-hmm.
Just make sure I checked the pockets.
So the pocket check was to determine that you knew it was your coat because it fit?
It's mine. I'm just making sure. And
Or what you stored in your pockets from the last time you wore it.
What did I put in there last time I wore it? Because it was probably, maybe spring
sure.
or something. I don't know what the last time it is I wore this coat. I never put it away. I do know that. The last time I wore this coat, I believe I was walking the dog.
Is there a poop bag in there?
There is a... Unused, thankfully.
Clearly.
Thankfully, it was an unused doggy do bag. Yeah. So I was hoping for $5, but hey.
Would you just have random? Here's the things
yeah.
I would guess. Chapstick.
Oh, that'd be nice, too.
Yeah. Gloves. I always leave gloves in coat pockets.
Gloves. I was kind of thinking there might be some gloves in there.
But random cash.
Cash, yeah. There's a chance that there could be money
in
a coat
pocket. I always put that in my pant pocket.
No.
But it's also a fun discovery when, like, you use back left, which you never use.
Yeah.
It's like, there's a 20 back there.
Hey,
where was that put
this
there?
This was a good year.
I also wore a coat this morning.
Look at us being responsible and stuff.
I also wear short sleeves. And I'm also wearing purple because tonight I'm the voice of the Liberty High School Marching Band. I think I got this gig about what, 4 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, you've been doing it.
That sounds about right. They do a band extravaganza. Well, I've got a connection. I had at one point, both Lizzie and Pete were in the North Liberty Marching Band, the Liberty Lightning Marching Band. Lizzie, of course, is second year clarinet, Hawkeye Marching Band.
Yes.
But Pete, still rocking the trombone. They're going to do their band extravaganza outside tonight at Liberty High School.
Have they ever done it like
that? No. But because they've had a couple of rain dates during, so the game, like they'll play football, but they don't, they have a elaborate halftime show, like instruments in the pit, there's xylophones and a bass player and electronics, and they've got special ballet dancing as all part of this themed show. Mm-hmm. They haven't been able to perform it a lot outdoors, and it has won some awards at some state marching competitions.
Oh, wow.
So they wanted to do the actual performance under the lights on North Liberty Field tonight.
Of course they do.
I get to announce at that field, which I've never done before. It's always been inside the gym. So
awesome.
It's going to be a little chilly, but I will be there with my purple on.
That's so great.
Looking forward to do. And they're like, you know, this is your last year. I'm like, if you want me now,
wait,
I'll do
what?
It. Next.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's what I said. I'm like, just because I'm losing a direct bloodline to the band.
Guess what? You can't get rid of me.
I know where you live.
Dizzy Kansas is like a bad rash.
Mr.
He's not
Carlo,
just go
Mr.
Away.
Arp, I know you guys now. We're bonded.
You know what? Even if you don't invite him, he's just going to show
I'm
up.
I'm
going to
show up
year.
With a script that I wrote. I will tell you, Hawkeye Marching Band, quickly, no, I do not know. We're not going to find out until December. And if not December, January. I will tell you this. I knew last week's guy. I know this week's guy. I wished last week's guy all the best. I'm wishing this week's guy all the best. So they can't go wrong.
Right.
They have found six people that love Hawkeye Marching Band.
But you really love them to choose you, right?
Well, it is a
Obviously.
Competition. It's a competition. Here I was trying
I
to be all humble like.
Oh, I hope you get it. No, I hope I get it.
I would like to either come in a very, very close second or a very, very narrow first. That's all I'm asking.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
We're looking for a new president of Iowa State University. Selection committee has narrowed the list of candidates down to four. They held a second day of closed session interviews. This was just yesterday to select the finalists. I wonder, do the four know each other? Because like you would probably pass them as the next person's going into the interview.
Maybe.
Right?
But do they know each other or know of each other, you know, kind of thing?
I think they know of each other. Each of the finalists will visit the campus the first week of November for a public forum. So the names will be revealed the day before the campus visit. Then the Iowa Board of Regents hope to select a new president during their meeting coming up on November the 11th. Today, the city of Cedar Rapids is hosting an open house from 4 till 6 at the City Services Center, just down the road from us, 15th Avenue Southwest. The public's invited for a variety of reasons. What actually goes on in the city services building?
Yeah.
They'll give you a tour.
Oh.
Learn about different
vehicles. Tell me, go.
Got to go to the open house.
Got to go.
Learn about different vehicles and equipment used by departments. We're getting into leaf vacuum season.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting into snowplow season. Visit adoptable animals from Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control.
Oh, wonderful.
By the way, side topic, our new video, Halloween, posted right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Please give that a like and a share. And enjoy fun games and activities for the entire family, including kids can climb in city vehicles. It's similar to what they do. Usually, what is that? One of the first farmers markets?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Okay.
So it's a big open house, City Services Center. Fun for the whole family. Just off of 15th Avenue Southwest. That'll run from 4 until 6 o'clock tonight. Also, if you have the CR app, there should be a voucher or a coupon on there for you to get a free tote bag, but you have to have that and show it when you go.
Oh, awesome.
Got
okay.
it?
Yeah.
All right, what's got us feeling all right? The lovely and talented Mrs. Shannon Hansen used to work for United Way, and I learned all about a variety of programs that they do, and one of them is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. It's called VITA. Now, on the surface, you're like, tax, like, what? Why do I care? I don't need that thing.
Yeah.
There are so many people who don't understand taxes that they just don't file. And because of that, then they are missing out on refunds, right? They don't realize they've already overpaid.
Oh, really?
This is at a certain income bracket, of course.
Okay.
But you come into this program and they help you file your taxes for free. And then I don't want to throw a high, it's a percentage of high number that they're going to get money back because they just, the way the system is set up and the way that you have claims on your dependents and all of those things. So VITA, though, is 100% volunteer run through United Way of Central Iowa. If you want to be a tax preparer, if you have some accounting background, and it's very basic. It's if you've done accounting, any software, or you've done taxes yourself, you can do that. You want to be a greeter? I was a greeter. Great job.
Oh, you can do that? Yeah.
Check their ID. Do you have all your forms? Okay, have a seat. You're next in line.
Easy.
Or you can be an intake specialist where it's like maybe it's not quite you're doing their taxes, but you're going to go over their documents just to make sure they have everything. If you want to volunteer, this program runs February to April, but they need the people now because the slots fill up very quickly. Yeah. Jones and Linn counties will be the VITA tax program this year for United Way of East Central Iowa. Go to the website for United Way East Central Iowa. You can get signed up. But I can't talk more about it. I mean, VITA was a great program. I was so happy I was able to volunteer. They're putting the call out now for volunteers for next year. If you could do that, they'd appreciate it. And now, a pop culture update we like to call Z-Sleaze with Claire.
Well, heads up. You're going to be paying a little bit more if you are an HBO Max subscriber. Warner Brothers Discovery, a streaming service, said Tuesday that it's raising prices across every single plan.
This came up when we were on our road trip to Wisconsin. The world were like, wouldn't it be great if everything was just on demand and we could have what we wanted and the price would be so low?
Yeah.
I am paying so much more for television now than I ever did.
Exactly. We thought this was going to be so great. We'll cut ties with cable and then we'll go here.
Nope.
Now everybody is hiking their prices. Disney Plus announced theirs. Peacock, Apple, Netflix, and now, I mean, it just stands that HBO Max would do that as well. Their annual plans are going to raise $10, $15, and $20, depending on the tier that you're in.
I think I'm in the $20 tier.
I might be in the $20
tier.
Oh, no. Yeah, so the price is going to...
That's another $20 a month?
A month.
Extra?
A month. It's an extra $2 a month. But it's everything's going to hike up over time. The price increases go into effect immediately.
What?
You get a 30-day notice, and then after November 20th, cha-ching!
I get emails from them all the time, because this is the weird world we live in. You watch a show, all of a sudden your phone buzzes. If you like that, you like this.
Yeah, hey, guess what?
Also, it's like, and we're raising your price.
I have more things to show you. Yeah, for a while it was like they were all focused on making the best content they could, and now they're all focused on making the most money they possibly can. Dang it. Leave me alone.
I know. Or just, how about 1 year, nobody raises prices? That's all I'm asking.
Anybody?
One year.
Up for that? There's a pretty good chance when you see the actress's name, Detective Olivia Benson, you maybe stop for a second and think, how am I going to say this? How am
now
I going to say this?
Law and Order SVU.
Law and Order SVU.
Yes.
Mariska Hargitay.
You got it.
I'm pretty sure I got it, but every time you see that name, you're like, how do you pronounce that? She was on the latest episode of Amy Poehler's podcast called Good Hang, and she kind of went off for a little bit. Over the years, she's heard a lot of pronunciations.
There's no H, though. That's the problem.
There's not. It's a Hungarian name. In Hungarian, the ka, the K-A, or the K-E at the end of a name.
Has an H sounded before it, or
well,
a shk?
It's like a term of endearment. So her name is actually Maria after her grandmother, but both of her grandmothers were Hungarian and Italian, so they added the shka.
Yeah.
For the Hungarian.
That's great.
It's great.
Mariska.
It's just, oh, how am I going to say this?
Marrakesh Express Ka. Hargitay.
We're doing our best, Mariska. We're doing our best. Okay. I don't know if Janelle Monáe is maybe a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs or if she's intentionally messing with people, but she did a new interview with Rolling Stone magazine. And it was a video interview, luckily, so we could watch the interviewer as they struggle through this interview. Janelle tells a story that basically reveals that she has the power of time travel.
She does?
She does, because she says she traveled back in time to the 1970s, and she saw David Bowie.
That'd be a cool trip.
Oh, totally.
Do we have an exact time or place, time travel in person?
She was backstage. It was the 1970s.
Okay.
And it was incredible. He was doing the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. And she was backstage watching. And she was like, this is what I want to do. So then she came back to the nows. And she was like, can I have the musical, make the music, create the lyrics, create community, transform being queer, and not just even in sexuality, but how we see the world.
Man.
What she wants to do. Yeah. So it was a lot. You can see the interviewer kind of like, huh? As they're having this conversation, it's like, okay, did you
still have that power, or was it a one and done?
Yeah. Did you just do one time, check out David Bowie, and now you're back? Or are you going to do more time travel in the future? Or
did you sell a cow for some magic beans and those beans took you back in time?
Why don't you run up there and get that gold harp?
And I climbed a beanstalk, and at the top of the beanstalk was David Bowie.
David Bowie, and he was a giant.
Giant David Bowie.
That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
How's the costume search going for Audrey right now?
We've hit a stall.
So your oldest daughter wants to stay home in costume, handing out candy
something
for trick-or-treat.
Something to delight the young kids as they come, the trick-or-treaters come to the house. And she wants to keep it, casual, but not go overboard. There's a delicate balance there.
This is about that time of year where maybe also you've been invited to a Halloween party.
Oh, yeah.
Friend or work.
And maybe it's kind of like down to the wire, or you just got invited now and it's like, oh my gosh, that's next week.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't have time to go shopping.
Hey, I understand. I'm here to help.
Oh.
We got Halloween, friends. Right here in our city. Halloween, that starts with H. I said H. And that stands for Dancing Eric Hansen's Minimalist Costumes.
Minimalist costumes.
Minimalist costumes, I say.
What's a minimalist costume?
What's a minimalist costume? I'm glad you asked.
Look, I get it. Halloween is almost here and you don't want to spend a lot of time and a lot of money coming up with the perfect costume.
That's where I come in.
Welcome to Dancing Eric Hansen's Minimalist Costumes. Just mix and match a few items to create one unforgettable costume
that you'll probably wear for just a few hours and spill on anyway.
Robe and some Crocs. You're Jesus.
Just a bra and a couple shakers of cinnamon and clove. Spice rack.
Hold this one piece of corn. Unicorn. At Dancing Eric Hansen's Minimalist Costumes, we make it easy. A simple black and white striped shirt. You're a mime. You're a prisoner.
Put your head through the armhole. You're a zebra.
Put a traffic cone on your head. Wear an orange shirt. You're a Crayola crayon. Mouse ears and some small bottles of booze.
Mini bar.
I got a million of them. Get on down here. Dancing Eric Hansen's Minimalist Costumes.
Luckily, we don't need a lot of space.
You'll find me in the lower level unisex bathroom at Lindale Mall that no one ever uses. Sorry, occupied.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.